Super Fantasy Football Show.
Come back down to Planet Rando, Brian.
Oh my gosh, a domestic abuser.
What is it? He just sent a dick pic to Jerry. What are you? A perp or something?
Are you too busy to put your blackout dates on the Google Doc? I'm 1,000% sure you and your little butt buddy Randy have already talked about this, so.
Never. We would never
collude. You fucking canoodling.
No collusion.
We would
no
never collude, John.
Tyreek Hill. Stephon Diggs. It's going to be probably the widest margin victory. I mean.
Hey, Matt, shrimp out of landlocked state, sign me up.
I don't think Randy's going to have a first round pick the entire decade of the 2020.
That's a guy that keeps his fall free. He knows it's football season.
Right.
And, you know, what's up with some of these people planning trips to Italy during football season?
Welcome back to a Super Fantasy Football Show. I'm John.
And I'm Randy.
And Rando, SRK week.
It is upon us, John.
Can you believe it?
You know, it goes quick, man. We pick a date and we roll right into it, and it feels like time just flies as it approaches.
Yeah, and I feel like with this one being so close, we've been a little less type A, you know,
yes,
planning everything. We've planned everything, but I think we just took our time with it this time.
Everything that matters is planned. The tickets are did his job.
It went great.
Tailgate's ready. We got other activities planned throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that's important is pretty much done.
Absolutely. And it's going to be a great time. I'm very much looking forward to it. And that's actually going to be our main topic of the show today. But first, Randy, let's get in to last week's games. Wow. I mean, just not to jump ahead too much here, but we have four teams tied for first place, Randy?
Correct.
That is fucking insane. So let's quickly go through these. First, I don't know. Well, I'm just going to go in order of how they're showing up here. So Iron City Olyphants beat Oink 156-101. Pretty surprising loss for Oink. Pretty bad loss. It was projected to be a lot closer. The Fonts just came to play. Next, Altman and Sons Incorporated fell 99.5-122 from the Real Americans.
I know we want to plow through these, but like I said last week, this game was going to come down to Monday night. It came down. Eric had a half point lead, and Patrick Mahomes did what he does best. He got us the win. He put the team on his back.
And putting up 122 points, that's a pretty good point total there, Rando. That's second highest on the week.
Yeah, the only team that would have beat me is the Iron City Olyphants,
who put up 156 points. Yeah, pretty good performance out of the Real Americans.
We needed a bounce back week, and we did it.
Very, very impressed. We'll see what happens. And then next we have the Technical Fouls, who beat Denny Irvine's Gatorade 100.5-91. You called this one, Rando. You picked the Technical Fouls last week.
Hey, the Technical Fouls, they did exactly what they said they were going to do. Do we even want to call it an upset?
I don't think so.
I don't think it was an upset, but the technical fouls went out. They proved that they still are a contender at the top of the East.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what Denny Irvine has in store for this week.
And then lastly, Hawk Tua fell to the Running Fools 70-121.5. No surprise there, Rando, but still pretty tough to watch a team fall to 0-9, huh?
And Hawk Tua did it by only starting.
Oh yeah, he
seven players in their lineup.
He phoned it in. Mm-hmm. Some might call it tanking. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
At this point, honestly, I mean, I it's tough because I know we do have a no tanking rule, and I suppose you could call this tanking. But I think what this really is, this is an owner who is just, he's getting his ass beat this week, and he's got more important things to do than set his fancy.
He's overwhelmed. He's got two young kids at home.
Yeah.
I believe the wife was out of town. I mean, he's got other priorities.
So I don't think that really constitutes as
tank. Yeah, I wouldn't say that was a tank job.
But, and yeah, obviously the running pools really needed to win that one. And they did, of course, 121.5 with the third highest score on the week. So, very, very interesting standings because of these games. So, like I alluded to before, by record, there's a first place team, the Iron City Olifants, 8-1. And then there are four teams at 6-3.
Correct.
And then Altman and Sons, 2-7. Real Americans, also 2-7. Hawk, 2-0-9. So, I mean, one of those teams isn't making the playoffs, Rando.
It's gonna be, you know, we're looking at the ESPN's playoff percentages, chances. You got, coming out of the East, Denny Irvine's Gatorade right now has a 70% chance. The Technical Fouls have a 59% chance. And then when you look over to the West, the Fonts have a 99% chance of making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So you're shoo-in right now.
Yep.
The Running Fools have an 89% chance, and Oink has an 81.
Yeah. So interesting. Interesting. Well, I wanted to talk about remaining schedules, actually, because that's really going to shape the outcome of things.
Yes.
We have some of these teams have very tough matchups. Some of them have a lot easier matchups. So, excuse me, I think that could really come into play here, too. So let's go with, I hate this view. Okay, let's go with the Running Fools. First of all, the remaining games, they have Oink, 6-3, who's also fighting to make the playoffs. Week 11, they have Denny Irvine's Gatorade, also 6-3, also trying to make the playoffs. Week 12, the Fools have the Real Americans.
Yep.
Probably an easy dub. And then week 13, they close it off with the Technical Fouls. Another team currently 6-3 and trying to make the playoffs. So, and
with the Fools, not really, I wouldn't call that a cupcake road, but
no, it's not. That's the thing. There's a lot of trap games in there, and a lot of these 6-3 teams are going to have to play each other a lot more, and things are going to really, you know, go up and down. And I think the Technical Fouls, I've been shitting on them a lot this season. Honestly, though, they're looking a lot better this week and, you know, moving forward. I think they had the injury bug, and I think a lot of those guys are coming back and coming back strong.
So if you want to touch on what team has the easiest remaining schedule, I'd say it's the Technical Fouls.
Of those four teams, yes, I would agree.
So the Technical Fouls this week have Altman and Sons.
Mm-hmm.
Then the following week, they have Hawk Tua.
Yep, tanking.
Well,
tanking.
No, I guess I'm wrong. Am I in the right? Yeah, I'm in the right. Well, no, so they end with the Oink and then the Running Fools. So, I mean, that really sets Chez up to go 2-2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if Technical Fouls go 2-2, I think they'd be probably happy with that. If they can squeak out 3-1, I think they're in. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be very interesting.
The one who I think has the worst road going forward is, and I know he ends the year in week 13 with Hawk Tua.
Mm-hmm.
Denny Irvine's Gatorade has a chance right now to finish the season 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
He's going into a trap game, which I feel this week. Against the Real Americans. It's rivalry week. It's always a big week when the Real American goes up against Denny Irvine's Gatorade.
Oh, yeah.
SRK, we always bring our A game to the party.
Oh, but, God, that'd be so fucking funny if you win.
Then he's got the Running Fools. Then he hits the Iron City Olifants, and he ends with Hawk Tua. So Tom's got a road ahead of him.
Well, it's not too bad because I don't think he's going to have a hard time beating you, honestly. And then Hawk Tua, that's obviously another probable win, hopeful win for the teams hoping to make the playoffs. So
you're going to eat those words later, John. You're going to eat those words next week. But we're sitting here and we're recording this. You're going to wish you had picked the Real American.
I wonder if it's possible for all of the teams to go 2-2. I'm not going to sit here and figure that out, but that would be really funny. if it came down to a point differential.
I want to take a look real quick at your remaining schedule.
And I have a incredibly easy schedule also. So I'm pretty much locked for best record. So go ahead.
Hey, if you feel like sitting some players week 14, I'm all in.
What do you mean?
Or week 13, sorry, week 13. Hey, what happened to my fantasy thing? It's back. I don't know. Damn Wi-Fi.
Great. So that's playoff.
Little update shit on the scoring title here, Johnny.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. Go through it for us, Rando.
You are still in the lead with 1,203.5 points.
Nice.
Second place, the Running Fools with 1,144. And then in third place right now, you got Denny Irvine's Gatorade with 1,043.5.
I wonder if he still thinks he's in it, in the scoring title race.
Oh, you know he still thinks he's in it.
4 weeks left, and he's down 140-ish from first place? No, 160.
Yeah, 160-ish. You'd have to really have a slump somewhere in the next 4 weeks.
4 weeks left. Yeah, I don't. And then he also still needs to catch Brian, who has 100 points on him. So I don't see it this year, Tommy. I think it's a 2-man race, and we'll see how it goes.
I just noticed, John, you're on a 4-game streak right now.
I'm stringing them together. Only one loss in there. Head to the grindstone though.
You're undefeated on the road, according to fantasy. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but you're undefeated. 5-0. You're 5-0 on the road. You're 3-1 at home.
Road warriors, baby. That's how we do. All right. Well, let's get to... Oh, one team is officially eliminated. Oh, yeah. Hawk Tua, it looks like, is officially eliminated.
Hawk Tua, yes. Officially eliminated from the playoffs with a 0% chance.
We need to get that. I'll play that. What's the Hunger Games when someone dies?
Play
something on the screen.
Maybe. Oh, it's we'll have to watch it.
We'll have to watch it. Maybe we'll put that in.
Oh, like, are you the one that can do the noise like that? I can't do it. The whistle.
Oh, the whistle. Yeah. Yeah.
Can't do it.
That's okay. Not everyone's perfect. All right, so I think also let's quickly check out the points against list. Mm-hmm. Denny Irvine has the fewest points against at 870, and only 6-3. He's not capitalizing there.
No, and Altman and Sons now has moved into first place of most points against. He has 1,094.
They've been beating their ass. They've been kicking Altman Son's ass. And Hawk Tua also just getting his ass kicked every week. Very unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right. Well, that's that's League Pulse. Rando, I think it's time to start some SRK.
Oh, let's go! I'm ready.
So I know you've been a busy little bee over there. You've been sending out all kinds of texts.
Well, so last year we decided we would call everyone. We'd ask them SRK questions. But last year we had trouble getting everyone on the phone, getting people in line.
Yeah.
There were some technical errors behind it. So this year I decided give everyone a topic, or not everyone, but give a few people a topic that we haven't been able to either get on as a guest or give them an opportunity to voice their opinion, let them cover some stuff, and let them have a little fun with it.
Well, that's a great idea, Rando. I'm really looking forward to it. And so who are we going to be hearing from, and what kind of topics are we going to hear about?
So we're going to hear from Tom with the weather report. We're going to hear from...
We don't hear enough from fucking Tom.
Well, you know, I thought... When I told everyone have fun with it, I thought Tom would have fun with it and be over the top.
And Tom would have fun with it and be over the top. And I noticed that I have four voice messages from him.
So I did, most people I have one.
So
two of them are legit, and two of them I believe he sent an error. So, well, we got to make sure
we pick the right one. Is this going to be a Shannon Sharp kind of situation?
No, I don't think it's that bad.
I hope so. But, fucking awesome. I'm playing the whole thing.
I know Tom had the weather report. Didiano had some DC fun facts. Mm-hmm. David had some restaurants or any signature, like Pittsburgh, we got the Permanente sandwich. Sure. What does DC have to offer?
Yeah, okay.
We're going to hear from Ian. Ian, I believe, gives us some breweries or distilleries or bars to check out.
That's good. That was a good topic for him. He'll excel at that.
Trying to think. Oh, and we have Austin with a what to pack list.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Awesome.
And I believe, is that all I sent you for five?
I don't have the full list in front of me. I'm just going to go through our text chain and play them.
Oh, that works perfect. I'm trying to see. Here, let me jump up here real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Is there anyone I'm forgetting? Oh, and also, lastly, how could I forget? We have Brian Flaherty giving us the game day injury report and potentially players to look out for on the Commanders. I don't know how familiar you boys are with the Commanders, Redskins, whatever you want to call them these days.
We'll call them the Commanders.
But, yeah, Brian's going to give us an update.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
One other side note, John. Yes. We should have got this in a voice memo, but for those of you that might be a little behind in the Discord, the Ticket Czar has informed us that our tickets are in the family-friendly section.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He did not know this beforehand, which is fine.
That is fine.
That's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
But mainly for me, but everyone else also, watch your mouths.
Yeah. And it sounds like you can still drink in it. You just got to be chill.
Yeah.
Chill with it a little bit.
Yeah. And I'll make sure not to yell any profane. I can't promise that, but I'll do my best.
Randy, if there's one thing I've learned this week is that you have your First Amendment right to scream skull fuck as much as you want at a United States of America football game.
What better place NFL. To do it in our nation's capital?
Don't let them take that from you.
Hey, they're not gonna.
All right, let's get into these fun voice memos that you sent me. Starting first, this is perfect because I need badly to do laundry today and tomorrow. So we're going to go first to Austin in what to pack for the SRK.
Yeah, so this is Dr. Austin Ramsey.
The doc.
And he is coming here to tell you what you should pack for an SRK trip. Gotta have your jersey and patch commissioned by the commissioner. Always glorious. Thank you, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Get your deodorant.
Yes.
Get your toothbrush. At least 9 packs of cigarettes. And then 3 liters of the drink of your choice. All right. Good luck.
Well, that's everything. That's all you need.
Hey, you can't go wrong with a toothbrush and deodorant. There's every year someone always forgets a toothbrush. We're all getting ready to go out the first day. We go out, we come back to the house the second day, and there's always someone in the morning that's like, oh, hey, John, hey, Randy, can you drive me to go get your toothbrush at Rite Aid? I forgot it. I'm doing a Tom voice. It's usually Tom. Pack your toothbrush, Tom. Boys, if you need them, pack your Tums. We're getting up there in age now. Everyone always gets heartburn.
Oh, God, there's a lot of man in this house.
Mm-hmm. Hey, bring your Tums. Didiano, I know you're a big fan of dude wipes. Bring your dude wipes. I'm not sure. But
are those flushable?
Dude wipes are flushable.
I feel like a lot of them say flushable on them, but then every plumber is like, no, they're not flushable.
Yeah, Am I wrong? I don't know the science behind.
I mean, it's not my fucking house. I don't care.
We should take a trip to Alcosan.
To
where?
We
should learn the science behind Alcosan, the water authority.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The city of Pittsburgh. We should take a tour and learn about how disposable wipes get disposed of.
Perfect. We can. Yeah, that sounds good.
Also, though, I don't know about 9 packs of cigarettes. That seems a bit excessive.
It's a lot, although. You know, when in D.C.
Uncle Ray loves the cig when he's drinking.
Absolutely. There's never a bad time. All right, let's get to our next one, Rando. This is a good one. We have food recommendations by David, the commish. Let's hear what he's got to say.
So I was requested to send a voice memo on food options in DC. Mm-hmm. Specifically, Randy had told me find something distinctly DC, and then some other restaurants to check out or signature dishes. So I've been to DC a few times. I didn't know they had a signature dish, but apparently they have something which is called a half-smoked sausage, some kind of hot dog-looking chili half-smoked dog that's been around and is unique to the area with beef sausage links, onions, mustard, and chili. It doesn't sound bad, but kind of sounds like a chili cheese dog.
I think if we all eat that, our house will fucking explode from toxic gas. But holy shit, does that sound good.
It does sound good.
Wolf said air out in the park for a while afterward, but before going in the house. But maybe that's when we do like the case race in the backyard or something.
Yes.
That sounds like a good fucking sandwich though. All right, let's continue.
DC also apparently has something famous called mumbo sauce, which, you know, according to the internet is, I don't know, I mean, some kind of sauce you put on chicken wings, which okay. Sounds pretty good. Okay. I don't know if there's any other specific DC must haves, but you know, you're in the Delmarva area. Can't go wrong with a nice blue crab cake. Mm-hmm. Option.
That's a good point.
Even though we're not in Baltimore. And then some other distinctly DC foods. I know that the gourmet cupcake thing was a big thing for DC. They had like Georgetown cupcakes a while ago.
Good point.
When I went in March, we went to some place in Georgetown, not that, but it was called Baked and Wired. It had these like really pretty fun, thick, fancy cupcakes. They were really good. And then they also have a bunch of other restaurants in there. I know that they have a lot of like Ethiopian and Middle Eastern food, which is supposed to be really good in DC. And a number of other restaurants. You know, Austin had mentioned one that I had been to by the White House, which is pretty good. There's another one that's kind of touristy, but it's pretty good, called Late Diplomat. And then there's, if we're feeling fancy, a number of Michelin-starred restaurants. You could do an a la carte tasting, or at the Daubney, or the Oyster. It's a vegetarian Michelin star, which sounds horrible. So that's it. See you in a few days.
That's perfect. Wow. So what do you think, Randa? Anything in there stand out to you?
The sandwich, the sausage, chili dog sandwich, that sounded good, but I'm also intrigued by these cupcake shops.
That was a good idea. Yeah.
I do love a good sweet.
Yeah. They used to have, I feel like, a number of good cupcake places, and I don't remember. I think we're like a 15 to 20 minute drive from Georgetown. So, I think that'd be a pretty easy Uber. And I know Dave has mentioned before, there's some good, you know, good bars and restaurants there. So maybe we have a Georgetown day, hit some cupcakes, and then bar hop.
Here's my question for you. What kind of outfit do I need for a Michelin star restaurant? If that's what David has planned, do I need to, back to Austin's topic, what do I need to pack for a Michelin star restaurant?
I'd say Vegas formal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, bold choice with the Ethiopian recommendation. I've never had Ethiopian food.
I haven't either, but I would love to. I've heard very good things. My sister.
I'd be willing to try.
My sister worked in Ethiopia for a little bit, and they have there's some kind of bread that they have that they like dip their food in.
Is it the it's like sticky bread?
Yeah, it's like
It almost looks doughy.
Yeah, and I can't remember the name of it. And so, yeah, I'd be down with that. I understand that probably not everyone would be, but you know, if the opportunity arises and there's a group that wants to go, I'd sign up for it.
I would do that.
We'll see, because I also feel like those are all a lot of really good ideas. I think we have a lot of really fun things we can do. It'll be interesting to see what we decide to actually do.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Excellent. Well, anything else any food recommendation thoughts, Rando?
No, that covered it for me.
Awesome. Thank you, Dave. All right, let's get to next, Ian, SRK recommendations.
What's up, SRK crew? I was tasked with taking a look at the bar and beer life around town. Now, I know there's some very important criteria when we're taking a look at this, and one of them is that we have some walkable options, because I know there's people in this group who like to hoof it. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter, Randy. You can still get an Uber, but we got to get some things in there for walkers, okay? So let's take a look and see what we got. All right. We got Quincy Hall. We got Bronson Beer Hall. We got Arlington Beer Garden. And then we have the Boardroom. So let's break these down real quick, all right?
Okay.
Quincy Hall, that's going to be your best pizza and pitchers. Are served from Saturday 11:30 till 9 p.m. All right. Nice thing is it's only a 12-minute walk, and I know Yinzers don't get good pizza out there. All right, Bronson Beer Hall. This is going to be an 11-minute walk, only 1 minute from Quincy Hall, so we can easily do both. This is going to be similar to a Hofbräuhaus. Okay, it's authentic German American food and delicious beer. All right, nice long tables to fit us all. If we pop outside and the weather's nice, unfortunately 50% chance of rain, but maybe we get a nice sunny day, we can hop down to Arlington Beer Garden, 1 mile walk. That's getting out of the walk zone for some, but I know others can do it. And then the farthest one would be the Boardroom. This would be for those who want to play those board games. That's what they specialize in, but they also brew their own beer as well. So that's your skinny on all the beer and bars that are pretty much within walking distance of us. It looks like Fairfax Drive is the move to wander up and down that road. So hopefully we'll pick one or two and continue to have another successful SRK.
Wow. 10 out of 10 from Ian there.
Perfect.
I think, it sounds like he basically planned our weekend. That sounds perfect to me.
That sounds wonderful. And I just want to let Ian know that, buddy, that's the old Randy. New Randy's down 70 pounds. I'll bring my walking shoes. I'm in. I'm sold.
Let's go.
Ready to walk, Ian.
Rando, part of the walking crew. Let's go. I love it.
Maybe one way.
Perfect. I think that's reasonable.
But no, those sounded like good options. I like the German one. The Hofbräuhaus one sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, and the fact that it's close to one that also has pizza, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I feel like that could be maybe a good Friday afternoon activity. Yeah. Afternoon, evening, even. Because I don't quite remember all the plans. I should pull that. Do you have the schedule up in the in the doc? All right, fuck it.
We have a schedule on the doc?
There's a couple things in there.
Let me here. I got it up right now. SRK tracking.
I'm not totally sure because they're.
Oh, so wait. We have on Friday. We have dinner set up at Bronson Beer Hall.
Okay, perfect. Oh, that was one of Ian's recommendations. So, check. What did Ian say about Bronson? Let me pull his message up again.
What's up, SRK crew? I was tasked with this that we have some walkable. So let's take a look and see what we got. All right. We got Quincy Hall. We got real quick. All right. Quincy Hall, that's going to be your best pizza and pitchers.
That's the pizza
are served. One. Uh-huh. We'll get good pizza out there. All right. Bronson Beer Hall. This is going to be an 11-minute walk. Okay. Only 1 minute from Quincy Hall, so we can easily do both. This is going to be similar to a Hofbräuhaus, okay?
Yes. It's
authentic German American food and delicious beer. All right.
So something similar to a Hofbräuhaus, okay, Rando? You got that?
Perfect. I'm excited. I hope there's a bunch of women in the nice German Lederhosen.
Yeah, just something nice and traditional.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds great. That's incredible. Awesome.
Don, they let Jews in a German beer hall.
And next, let's get to weather from Tommy. And this one again, we have four messages from him. So Rando, let's see what four messages he has about the fucking weather report that Ian already gave us.
Hey, this is Tom checking in as your local meteorologist, giving you the updates and the weather from D.C. Looks like on Friday, we're going to have a high of 67 and a low of 48, and nice and sunny. Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 61, low of 43. Sunday on game day, 35% chance of rain, but highs of 62, low of 46. But hopefully, no bad weather during game time and smooth sailing for those Steelers. Let's go.
Okay. That seemed pretty good to me.
Seemed pretty good. Let's click the next one.
28 seconds. I got to admit, I wasn't like 100% listening. I was trying to fuck with the audio. But that one seemed pretty fine. Okay, well, let's see what number two is.
On a side note, it's always good to accessorize, especially for the current climate. Remember to either bring your special red hat or your pink pussy hat. Either way, good luck on Tuesday, fellas.
Thank you, Tom. And then the third one.
And the other, those are his two then. The other two were just errors.
What do you mean just errors?
I think he started recording and then he stumbled and then he stopped and then he decided to resend it. But we can listen to him.
Well, let's just check.
Hey, this is Tom, your local me. It's Tom, your local me.
Damn it, Tom. All right, this one.
Hey, this is Tom, your local meteorologist, checking in with the weather forecast from D.C. We're looking at nice and sunny on Friday with a high of 67 and a low of 48. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 61 and a low of 43. Sunday, partly cloudy, chance of 35% rain, high of 62, low of 46. Let's go, Steelers, and let's get that W, baby. Here we go.
He didn't like it. He didn't like his first take.
Why did he send all of them?
I'm not sure, but he had to have known we were going to play all four.
All right. Well, it sounds like overall pretty decent weather. Sounds not
too
cold.
Dress appropriately on game day.
What did you say about game day?
We're looking at a 35% chance of rain on game day.
That would be
might need to bring a poncho.
Okay. Yeah. Bring some. I'll try to get some ponchos. That's a good call. Okay. Next, let's get to. Oh, we got a fun fact from Diddy. Let's hear what he's got.
Hey, everybody. It's your favorite Italian, Solomon Manella. My friends call me Sal. And here's your DC fact of the week. Our beloved Capitol Hill has a ton of architectural influences from Italian culture. The neoclassical design of DC's iconic buildings, including the U.S. Capitol, is inspired by Italian styles from ancient Rome and the Renaissance. The Capitol Dome itself draws from the design of St. Peter's Basilica, showcasing Italy's architectural impact on the U.S. Additionally, when people came over through Ellis Island, many Italians settled in the historic Swampoodle neighborhood. Swampoodle was a neighborhood once home to many Italian and Irish families located near today's Union Station and Capitol Hill. Italians in Swampoodle often worked in masonry and food services, shaping early D.C. When Union Station was built in 1907, the neighborhood was largely demolished, but Swampoodle's legacy remains part of D.C.'s Italian-American roots. I've been Sal Manella. Hope to hear from you next time.
Salmonella on an incredible update on
Bravo.
Swampoodle. What the fuck was that word?
Swampoodle.
Swampoodle.
Italian American roots. I've been salmonically demolished, but Swampoodle's legacy remains part of DC's Italian American roots. I've been salmonella.
I gotta be honest, I still have no fucking idea what the hell he's talking about. That was incredible. Wow.
Didietta really took it to heart. When I said be over the top with it, have fun with it, he really took that to heart.
That was incredible. That was 10 out of 10. That was beautiful.
From our friend, Solomon Manella.
The fucking music.
And my friends call me Sal.
And a really nice echo that he added in. Could you hear like the echo effect of his voice there?
Yeah.
That was very nice. Do you think he, is that a kid's toy he's using there, do you think? To get that effect?
I don't know.
Or is he doing that in post?
Maybe. I know Tessa has one of them little toy microphones.
I wonder. Let us in on the secret, Diddy. Fantastic. Well, thank you for that Diddy and Salmonella. Beautiful update. Next, and I think lastly, let me scroll through here. Yeah, next and lastly, from Brian, we have our game day preview.
All right. Hello, everyone. Typically, I start something like this off by saying nobody asked for it or wanted it. But today, Randy did actually ask me to do this little pre-SRK report. So here we go. We'll start out with some key injuries. The Steelers got Zach Frazier trending in the right direction. Looks like he might be back. So that's big on the offensive line with our center coming back, hopefully this week. Nick Herbig is questionable. I'm not really sure if he'll come back or not, but not a huge deal, I think, there. I mean, he's been playing well, but we got Alex Highsmith over on that side now, so should be pretty good. Brian Robinson Jr. is also trending towards playing this week, the running back for the Commanders. Not too worried about him coming back, honestly. I mean, he's been playing well, but, you know, nothing like crazy. But anyway, the Commanders are 2.5-point favorites, which is kind of crazy, but probably because it's at home for them. We got an over-under of 44.5 points. So that's kind of the breakdown of some of that stuff right there. Let's see what other notes I got here. The Commanders are averaging just under 30 points per game this season, which is actually an NFC best. But since Russ got the start for the Steelers, we are averaging just under 32 points per game. So we kind of got the edge there a little bit. I know it's kind of a small sample size with Russ, but looking pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think if the Steelers offense can keep this momentum going, we'll be in really good shape. The Commanders have a pretty average defense, nothing crazy. So I think the Steelers' elite defense will kind of be the difference maker in the game. Offenses are kind of on the same level, but our defense is definitely superior. So I think that'll be something to look out for. The Commanders' offense has some special players: Jaden Daniels, Scary Terry, Brian Robinson Jr. But like I said, the Steelers have an elite defense, so I expect all of them to be bench warming this week on the Super Fantasy Football League. And if you do start any of them, then shame on you. It's embarrassing. As far as the Steelers, I expect George Pickens and Russ to keep building on their chemistry, probably take some shots downfield, which is always nice, and that will kind of open up the running game for Najee to continue his little hot streak. All in all, this game will end 30-27. Pittsburgh Steelers are going to take the win. And that ain't no motherfucking guess. That's what it's going to be.
Let's go.
As someone once said in Waterboy. Regarding the trip in general, we have some newcomers this year, which is freaking great. More the merrier. Excited to see what some fresh blood brings to the table. You know, will they be longtime SRKers moving forward, or will they crumble under the pressure and be one-hit wonders? We don't know, but excited nonetheless to see what they bring to the table. I know we don't vote on an MVP for the trip usually, but, you know, last year I think Austin probably would have taken that just based on him showing up on a deathbed. Was that last year? Or was Vegas last year? Fuck, I don't know. I'm getting lost. But anyway, this year, my front runner for MVP would be Diddy. I think he's going to perform really well this year. He has been dreaming of this all offseason. He seems eager to get away from his family for a couple days and excited to see what he brings to the table this year. I am personally looking to avoid all monuments and museums at all costs. Maybe that makes me an uncultured swine, uneducated, but that is who I am. I will be keeping my eye out for any gay bars on Saturday. If I have to wear some girly pink t-shirt all day Saturday, I might as well try and get some free drinks out of it. Maybe I can swindle some cheap bottle service from some dude this year. I don't know. We'll see what happens. All in all, super excited for the trip, and see you guys soon. Over and out.
Hell of an update. Oh, my God. I love it. I'm excited to see Russ. I'm not going to say I'm optimistic. I'm not... You know, I'm not letting myself get too caught up in this team yet.
Yeah.
I think I want to be pragmatic about it. They got a very good defense that most of the time is going to win you some games.
Yep.
Their special teams has been incredible. Next level. That has absolutely been winning us games.
Who knows? Danny Smith, friend of the pod.
Mm-hmm. Is it sustainable? Who knows? if it is, if they continue that, those two things are going to make them really hard to beat. I think it's the special teams that's a little bit of a question mark, because they're really flying there. On the offensive side of the ball, I feel like it looks 1,000 times better than last year. And
things
still,
are starting to click.
Things are starting to click. It's still not, you know, anything incredible. I'd be worried to rely on the offense to win us a football game. But
is it too soon, John, to assume that Mike Williams will play this week?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know anything about, like, actual football. In my mind, and I honestly don't even know anything about Mike Williams. I have an image of him in my head that he's
It's all right. There's been, like, 4 Mike Williams in the last decade, so it's all right to be confused.
I believe this one, who used to play for the Chargers, is tall. Yes. And used to just catch deep balls every once in a while from Justin Herbert. If he can do that for the Pittsburgh Steelers, that sounds fucking awesome.
Put him in there. He's been in the league, what, like 7 or 8 years, maybe longer? It can't be that hard. Run a go route,
run
a post.
Straight, yeah.
Just go out there. We're going to tell you what we're doing with you.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I feel about it. So, that being said, though, I mean, our receiving core has been playing better as of late. Now, you know, we've played some kind of duds of teams lately.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Van Jefferson and what's his name? Austin?
Calvin Austin.
I mean, they've been playing. They've had great games the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So.
You know, yeah, what? Darnell Washington looked impressive. Freiermuth starting to get more involved in the mix. I mean, things are starting to click. They're just not there yet.
Yeah. I love seeing Darnell Washington get the football. That dude is fucking massive.
I'll tell you
He's
this,
so
though,
fucking
John.
Big. Yeah.
The last 2 years that we went on this RK trip and we saw Kenny Pickett against the – or no, we didn't even see Kenny against the Panthers. It was Mitch.
Was it really?
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky, I think, started against the Panthers.
Okay, yeah, I think you're right.
But then we saw Kenny in Vegas.
Yeah, Kenny was in Vegas,
for sure. I'm a lot more confident with Russell going into this with Russell Wilson or Justin Fields.
Yeah, they're both so much fucking better than – Kenny Pickett was. Holy shit.
That's an upgrade.
Yeah. I'm very excited for this football game. I think I'm honestly just hoping for a good game. I'm not totally sure the Steelers are going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think they could. So let's fucking do it.
This is our city now. We're taking over, John.
Fantastic. Well, Rando, that's it for our SRK updates. I want to thank you so much for putting that together. I think that was fantastic.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anything to help the cause.
I'm going to get packing right after this. And
not going to lie, I didn't drop the ball. I should have asked Kyle for his game day prediction.
That would have been very good.
Nah, I dropped the ball there. I learned my lesson. But who are the newcomers? Who are the newcomers we have coming this year, John? We got Kyle.
We got Kyle, and we have Anthony, and...
Yeah, Anthony making his first appearance on an SRK trip.
Yes. So those are the newcomers to...
Oh, and Colin Cook will be there on game day?
Colin
Is that
Cook.
Confirmed?
Yeah, that's confirmed. He's got a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So, should be a good time. Excited to see everyone.
Yeah.
Well, great. That was our SRK update. Brandon, should we get into next week's games?
Let's give them something to talk about, Johnny. Week 10 on deck.
Like we said before, a huge week for a lot of teams. Let's go first to the technical fouls versus Altman and Sons Incorporated. Rando, this is a team that is trying to make the playoffs in technical fouls, and Altman and Sons, who have kind of given up on the year. They're 2-7 and sold away all their players. So if the fouls have any chance of making the playoffs, they need to win this game. And I got to tell you, like I said before, they've been looking good lately. They look healthy, and I still don't think they're going to win anything, but I think they can make the playoffs, and I'm taking them this week. The Fouls advance to 7 and three.
It's a big week for the Falcons, Johnny. They have to win this game to stay in the hunt. They can't afford to drop a game right now. They're right on the heels of Denny Irvine's Gatorade. Now, these projections are a little out of whack. Eric still has two players on bye this week in his lineup. But, you know, the Allman and Sons are down. They just got embarrassed by the Real American last week. I don't think he bounces back. I think the technical fouls keep this train rolling. I'm taking the fouls.
Fantastic. I'd love to hear it. All right, next, let's get to my matchup, the Iron City Olifants going up against Hawk Tua. Hawk Tua still looking for their first win. I don't think they find it this week. 9-1, Iron City Olifants has a nice ring to it. Rando, we're winning this thing.
I couldn't agree with you more. I don't see this being the week Hawk Tua finally puts one on the board. We've said enough about this game already. I'm taking the Iron City Olifants. 9-1, here we come, baby.
All right. And do you want to save your game for last?
Yeah, let's save that. That's the game of the week.
All right. Game of the week. So not the runner-up game of the week. I would say, holy shit, this is a big one. The both 6-3 Oink versus the Running Fools. And again.
All right. This is the real game of the week, but this could be game of the week 1A.
I mean, this is a huge matchup for these two teams. Right now, the Fools are listed as second in the West, and the 6-3 Oink are third. I believe that's because of total point differential there. I think that's the tiebreaker. Rando, this matchup, I mean, currently projected Oink 111.7, Running Fools projected 134. Mm-hmm. They, you know, look like they bounced back. The Running Fools did last week after a pretty bad performance. Oink this week had a pretty disappointing performance, I would say. They're also looking to bounce back. He still has Kenneth Walker in his lineup there, so you imagine he's going to get probably, hopefully, 15 points in there. Okay, maybe 12. Looks like Kareem Hunt, if you want to put him in there. This is tough. What do you think about this matchup?
You know, I mean, aside from David swapping out Kenneth Walker with either Rashad White or Kareem Hunt, I mean, normally I don't go by the projections. I go with my gut. But, you know, Brian, that's a hard team to stop if all cylinders are clicking. I think Brian, again, this is a situation where Brian has way too much firepower for David to overcome. You got... I think A.J. Brown is A.J. Brown hurt right now for Oink?
Yes, that's and he does have a couple.
Puka Nacua is also suspended. Am I right? He got ejected.
He was ejected.
Usually, if you're ejected from a game, you have to sit out the following week.
That's interesting. It doesn't say on his little player profile thing that I see.
What's his fantasy outlook look like for this week?
He's projected 11.9 points.
No, but what's it say in the description? No. Puka Nacua was ejected. I can't read it. It's too small.
Was ejected in the second quarter in week 10 after throwing a punch at an opponent. Up to that point, Nacua had played in most of the Rams' offensive snaps, catching one of four targets for 11 yards. End of the game, knee injuries, playing like a production. There's Mike Stafford.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's only college football. But
I had seen something like that too. Maybe they decided because that was pretty fucking stupid that he got ejected for that.
Robbed there. I still like the Running Fools in this matchup. I think Brian's team right now is too strong. But you know, if anyone could pull off the upset this week, it's Oink. But Oink has to do some tinkering to that lineup.
Yeah, and tough. Tough injuries. You hate having the question marks next to the players, especially A.J. Brown and CeeDee Lamb. Both obviously still have their projections in there. And I'm not going to read through all this shit to see if they're actually playing. But you don't like to see that there. So, yeah, that scared me away. Although you also have Christian McCaffrey on the other side coming fresh off of Germany, projected 15.6 points. I don't know. It's been a weird situation with him all year.
how active is he going to be? Do you really trust him carrying a full load right off the bat?
Yeah, that'll be very interesting to see. I think that's probably the biggest question mark. It could come down to that. But I also feel that the Running Fools probably have a little bit more firepower, and I think they'll be able to pull this one out. I kind of hope they don't, though, honestly, because I don't want to play them in the playoffs. That'd be great. We'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, and lastly, Rando, our game of the week.
The game of the week.
The Real Americans versus Denny Irvine's Gatorade. Rando, you're coming off a hot performance last week. You had 122 points. That was the second most.
Yeah, second most last week.
Looking at this little graph here, it looks like this is the second time this year that you outscored Denny Irvine's Gatorade. That first time being in week two. And it looks like in your previous matchup, I got stomped 56.5 for the Real Americans.
It was an embarrassment, John. It was an embarrassment.
127 for Denny Irvine's Gatorade. That was
I like that chart.
Yeah, it's on the desktop. It's pretty handy. I'm pretty confident and feeling good about taking Denny Irvine's Gatorade. I know he's been tinkering Tommy. He fucked it up last week. I think your team is dog shit. I think you overperformed last week. Although you got Najee Harris and, I'd love to see you do it. I'm following my heart. I'm taking Denny Irvine's Gatorade in this one.
Look, Johnny, I don't make predictions. I only offer spoilers. Just because Nostradamus wasn't the only one that could see into the future, John. I can clearly see the end result of this chapter in Tom and I's rivalry.
Still writing that book.
I can clearly see it. I can clearly see it. And come Sunday, John, the end result is going to be the Real American victorious as I stand over the dead carcass of Denny Irvine's Gatorade and we begin Tom's downward spiral out of playoff contention. He's got to get through the Real American this week. Then he's got the technical fouls. Then he's got the Oliphants.
Ooh.
This could be the beginning of the end of Denny Irvine's Gatorade.
Wow, that would be, I mean, it's possible.
I'm taking myself, John. I'm taking myself. The Real American is going to do what no one thought I could do all year. I am going to defile Denny Irvine's Gatorade. Live from FedEx Field, where the Washington Redskins play, we are going to defile him. Yeah. Russ is going to cook, and we're going to hitch our wagon to Najee Harris. And Tom's going to have to sit there and watch.
And root for it.
Steelers. Yeah, he's going to have to root against them.
Uh-huh. Wow. That, this is lining up fucking perfectly. The fact that you have all the Steelers, the fact that we're going to be at the game, and I know your ass is going to be chirp, chirp, chirping them from the time you pick them up. I bet the first thing you say to him on Friday morning is a chirp. And I bet the last thing you say to him Monday is a chirp. And
I'm playing Friday morning. First thing I'm doing, get your ass in the back seat, bitch. He's riding in the back seat all the way to D.C. I don't want to hear it. It's rivalry week. I don't want to look at you.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. It's been pretty fun. Has it been the past 2 years that this has happened? Or just 2 years in a row now?
I know it happened in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Did it also happen in... Did it happen in Vegas?
I feel like it might have because... Isn't it?
Yeah, I think it did. Here, let's... I could bring that up.
You look that up. That would be really interesting. That would be a great twist on this tradition.
You know what the date was for the Vegas game?
I don't. I think it was like week 10 though. Didn't you say we've done week 10 2 years in a row? I don't know. I don't know what I'm fucking talking about.
I don't know. By the time I find it, it's not going to be worth it. But I'm taking myself, John.
I love it.
We're going to pull off the upset, and we're going to begin Tom's downward spiral.
I hope to see it happen. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Friday. It's going to be a good time. What time is your car leaving?
So the boys are leaving in the morning. We're planning on getting down there around, I think Eric said 1 o'clock-ish.
Trying to get to DC at 1 o'clock.
We're planning on getting down there at 1 o'clock. We're going to go look at some, we don't want to hold the whole group up because it didn't seem like everyone wanted to look at monuments.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So me and Eric, I don't know if Eric's ever been to DC, but I've never been there. And I'd really, like I said, I don't want to tour anything. I just kind of want to see it, get some photo ops. And we're going to grab lunch and then head on over to the house for check-in.
Fantastic. And check-in 4 o'clock?
That's what I've been told.
All right. I'm pretty sure that's what I told people. So that's probably right.
What time's your car? What time is Chez rolling down?
He wants to get out there pretty early. He wants to make sure we're good with the whole parking situation. So we're heading out 5:30. He wants me in his driveway.
5:30 in the morning?
Pulling out. Yeah.
Why so early?
Well, just in case there's like a parking situation. He knows your car just like fucking unreasonably big. And if the driveway's only so big, he wants to make sure that he gets that space. So we're just making sure we get the parking. That's all.
Don't lie to me. And then you're going to come flying past me on the my highway.
No, I'm trying to goat you into leaving an hour earlier than us. Because I know if we were leaving earlier, I know your ass would be scared.
I told you our plan. I have the nav set. We're heading. My car is going directly to the Washington Monument.
Well, that sounds fun. That sounds like a good time.
You want to go? We're planning on getting there right around 1 o'clock. And
are you guys getting out and like walking around?
Yeah, I told Eric I want to see the Lincoln Memorial. I want to see the Washington Monument.
Okay, like up close.
Tom, I think, wants to see the World War II Memorial.
Okay, all right.
Look for his grandpappy's name.
That's not funny. That's an American hero.
Then, yeah, who knows? With what's gone on in recent days, maybe go check out the White House. Who knows?
There you go. All right. Well, that sounds like a good time. I think that's all we got for the week. Best of luck to everyone except for Hawk Tua. This has
been Tom. Fuck you, Tom.
This has been a super fantasy football show. We're taking next week off because we're going to be hungover from the SRK. We will be back the following week. And until then, I'll see you in DC.
Take us out, Glow City!